I wanted to tell them the songs. These aren't necessarily the ones we're going to go with. We're just telling you, like, kind of right now what we're thinking, what we've been working on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this might completely change.
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Episode
200.
Woo! Guys, that's 200 hours of us just yapping.
It's more
that's
than
just
much.
Running our mouths.
That's too far.
That's crazy. So yeah, we're here today, dearly beloved. We're gathered here today to celebrate 200 episodes. Guys, that's why I got balloons. I got mini cupcakes that are off screen because I don't really believe in eating on camera that much.
That's good. I don't believe in eating.
It just kind of scares me, you know? It's not like my vibe. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It scares you.
Yes, the thought of eating on camera makes me like.
What about when we did a mukbang?
Like eating certain things.
How do you say that?
I don't know.
We did that.
I'm not
Sonic?
Confident. Eating like good. A cupcake on camera freaks me out.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's not that hard.
No, the frosting and everything.
Well,
no.
If you do what I do. I do the thing you where you take the bottom off.
Oh, okay, that's
and you
better.
Put it on top.
Still, I don't know.
And
like I would eat like a French fry on
like
camera.
A sandwich?
Or like a chip on camera, but nothing like egregious. Anyway.
I'm not just going to go straight into the frosting. It's got to be like covered.
Guys, I okay, feel whatever. So bad because Barrett was eating yogurt. And I was like, oh, what's up? And then
Amy
I was
hates
like, oh,
yogurt.
What are you doing? And I was like, yeah.
Amy has a fear, an actual fear
I almost
of yogurt.
Went, I went like, what? But he didn't get that.
Oh,
I meant that his yogurt.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
It was bad. I have a real fear. Anyway.
What are we talking
so
about?
So today, on our 200th episode that we are gathered here to celebrate, we are going to be talking about our original music, because what else will we talk about for 200 episodes, guys?
Slash
what else?
Album.
Slash album. Yeet.
That's
we're
going to
tell you
about.
Our plans. And what we're thinking, because honestly, life is a highway. You know,
yeah.
Life is a highway, but the view is great.
Okay, let's get into it. Did you just merge two songs?
Thank you very much. Guys.
They don't get the joke, so I do.
I got the joke.
I have not made her laugh that hard in so long, so that was great to
have.
Be memorialized.
Okay, I went to our
no, but that was like particularly. Like,
I went to our channel just now.
Oh,
to pull
oh,
it up,
channel.
And I was trying to see like when exactly we started. I bet you Lisa knows exactly. Lisa is like, what is a person called?
Historian.
Like, okay, yeah. Okay.
We started on our channel first.
Yeah, so I want to say it was the very end of 2017.
How did I know
say,
that?
I want to brag. I want to say everyone has a podcast now, and we started in the
we
very
did it
beginning.
First.
Yeah, that's, we started in 2017.
Well, didn't we start because we were promoting the Sad Girls Club
yeah,
album?
Yeah, and each... Okay.
We did an episode
this
for
was,
each song.
Those episodes are so good.
I have
Our
no
first
recollection.
Season, it was all segments of different, like... It was stories of
behind I need to go back
each
and watch
song,
them.
And then all of our different personality segments. It was so
love
fun.
It.
I need to go back.
It
and
was
see.
A great time.
So this was not quite 7 years ago. So I just wanted to say that we started back.
Wait,
then.
2017 is 7 years ago.
I want to say no, how it started. Our manager at the time, not our manager now, but we had a different manager at the time, and he was like. Podcasts are like this new popular thing, whatever. Okay, not that they were new, because podcasts existed a long, long time ago. Because I remember the Jonas Brothers podcast. It wasn't a real podcast, really. But they had a little, probably one person knows what I'm talking about.
I know,
the real
I'm one
ones
person.
Know what I'm talking about.
This was in like 2000.
Podcasts existed
seven,
a
six?
Long time ago, just saying. But then they became popular in the last few years, especially. But yeah, we were...
I feel like TikTok really brought them to popularity.
We're one
now.
Of the early people, I gotta say. So I feel like people mm-hmm. do kind of roll their eyes at a podcast. Like, oh, everyone has a podcast.
No.
People say that all the time.
We had one, okay? We don't have one. We've had one.
Had. We don't.
But
what
I
is
do
it?
Feel...
We don't have bookings. Have
I
businesses.
Feel like everyone's content right now is shifting from whatever they were doing into podcast, even if it's not even that different from what they were doing. Like, instead mm-hmm. of doing a sit-down video, it's a podcast. Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. So I feel like literally everything is turning into podcasts right now. And then I'm curious what's going to happen because it's not going to go on forever. Eventually, not everyone's going to have podcasts and something's going to change. So I'm curious, like, it's been... It's
don't you worry, guys. Us yapping is forever.
Our yapping will last forever. But it's been interesting being on the internet for so long and seeing different trends because it's like vlogs, daily vlogs. That was like a...
daily vlogs.
That was a huge crazy moment where everyone was vlogging and so many people were doing daily vlogs.
I don't get how they did that.
Vlogs stay up late.
There aren't that many vlogs now. They exist, but it's not...
It's more like chill. Yeah.
So it's interesting. I'm like, what is going to be... It was like sit down videos maybe was first. Sit down, like super edited, like whatever, kind of millennial, pretty much millennial editing. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then it was like vlogs. Maybe I'm missing a couple things. And then, oh, commentary videos are really big right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those have been big for a while though, but they're really still really big. Like video essays and whatnot, commentary, whatever. Okay, so shall we get into our highs and lows?
Yes, ma'am.
None of us can remember.
Thing.
Okay, damn. What is the high moment and the low? Oh, easy, hello. Okay, I could tell you easy. The low moment of my week.
Oh, okay, I know what it was.
Easy was actually yesterday.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, it was just a collection of moments.
Yesterday was tough. Yeah.
Just yesterday. It wasn't actually that the day was horrible. It was just that some horrible things happened. And not even that horrible. But I just kept getting hurt and
physically.
Yeah, I was emotionally mentally and physically and emotionally hurt. I hit my head twice on my car in the span of less than 24 hours. Like nice. Really hit it hard to where I saw stars for a moment. Wait, I was like,
Christina. Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Is that a concussion?
No.
How do we know?
I don't know.
Doctors, put it in the comments.
But this happened before too, where I went, whoa, and my head was spinning and I was like, am I okay?
Do you need a concussion? I don't know.
I don't know. Let me know if it's a concussion, everyone.
I thought concussion is like you can't remember who you are or something.
No, I don't.
No, that's amnesia.
I knew who I was for sure. And then I closed my leg in my car door.
Oh, that how? How
because did you do that? I park really uphill.
So the door just fell on you, kind of.
Got it.
No.
Oh.
When I close it, I'm closing it uphill, so I really have to go hard.
Oh.
You won't get it unless you go into my driveway. And then it's pretty intense. And then a bunch of other stuff happened, and then Tristan peed on my pile of clean clothes.
Okay, yeah. How did that happen?
Okay, so Tristan was like, off. She wanted me to take her diaper off because she had a little rash. We're going to give her a bath. So then when we got in the bathtub, it was still really hurting. She was like, out, whatever. So aww. I took her out of the bathtub and we were just watching Barrett in the bathtub because Barrett turns on the jets and says, so many soaps. Because they turn on, they go crazy and it builds up bigger so and bigger fun. And bigger and bigger. It builds up so big that it's like crazy. So we were doing that. And then she was standing there with no diaper on. And I was like, oh, whatever. And she was standing on a bunch of my clean clothes because I had tried on a bunch of clothes for our outfit that day. Our video that day. And I just left them on the floor. And she was standing on them. Mm. And then suddenly, she was peeing all over them. So then I was like, great. So then I moved all those. And then suddenly, she was like, ah! And I was like, why is she screaming? And she was pooping all over the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked and there was just poop all over the floor. And she was staying there. It was on her feet. And she was like, ah.
That is tough.
So that, and then it was all over just one towel. And then Nick's like, just throw it away.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Oh, of course.
Don't wash it?
I would throw
Nick
it away.
Nick loves throwing things away.
Yeah.
That's his favorite.
Like get it out of here.
Reason number 1,500 that he and I are the same person.
Literally.
I love throwing things away.
He loves to throw everything away, and I love to keep, not, okay, there's plenty of things I like to throw away, but I like to keep a lot of stuff, and he does not like to keep anything.
That's tough.
Unless I threw his stuff away.
Uh-oh. But
anyway, so I threw away the towel that she pooped all over.
I would throw it away, too. I would 100% throw it away.
So that was that. It was a weird, odd day.
What was your high?
My high. Well, actually, also doing the video was my high.
That was fun.
That did not. It was a low and it was a high.
It's a low turned high.
Yeah.
Not really.
It was not.
It was not.
It was still a low.
But actually, like, getting it done and being like, that was really good. It was our Beautiful Things cover. I don't know if it's out yet when you see this, but
performing it was fun, though.
It's either just came out or it's going to come out. I was like really wanting it to be really good, and then I felt like it was a lot of pressure. So then now that No, we did it. I was like, this going well. So I felt good about it. So that was probably the high, because I've been working on that for a while, that song, because Lauren didn't want to do it. I was like, we should do this song, whatever. I think it's going to be big. And Lauren's like, ugh.
I said, okay, let's see.
Yeah, Lauren's like, and I was like, I'm working on it right now. And then she came around.
Well, yeah, because, like, okay, no hate to the song. I like the song, but I was just like, I don't know if we should do the song. It seems kind of random. But then you had a vision. Almost I couldn't like see the vision.
You heard the vision, you cried. Yes,
I did cry. So, not like I sobbed, but I teared.
She teared.
So there you go. Next.
Oh. my low is that I got sick this week. Mm-hmm. Again. I've been sick.
Your biggest fear.
Three times in the last month, Christina.
Ugh.
Oh,
every week my. I'm getting
so you basically haven't been sick the last month.
Journaling? No. No.
Just saying.
I should.
Just saying.
But also, I guess it's the season of the sick. I don't know, guys.
It's winter, that's
is that
true.
Like NoahCon?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would say it's the season of the sick.
The season of the sick.
Hate the winter because it's the season of the sick. And I. A high, though, was that. Yes. I did have fun, though, because even though I was sick, I was, like, barely sick. Like, I just have a little, like, had a titch of a cold.
That's, you had fun what?
I had fun, even though I was sick, laying on the couch watching Hawaii Five-0 all day.
Oh, just in general.
Yeah. And then my friends were still over because they didn't care about getting a cold. And we all had it, too. So then Lauren brought me popcorn chicken and lemon, and I had lemon and honey water and popcorn chicken.
It wasn't like a surprise.
I thought you were going to say you put the lemon.
No, I asked her for them, and yet I was so surprised.
Yeah, she's like, can you get me that? I was like, yeah. And then I brought, she's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I told you.
But I was like, I didn't know if they were going to have popcorn chicken in Publix. Yeah. I don't know. Mm. So that was the highlight, was when she brought me that popcorn chicken. It truly, truly was.
Okay.
But yeah.
Next.
One of you two. Yahoos.
You want to go?
Sure. My high was that, you know, we had some wholesome family moments this week that were fun. Like, yeah, like we did a birthday thing and it was just like, it was a good, like nothing like crazy, whatever. It was just like a wholesome moment, and we did a performance. You weren't there though, sorry, Kat.
Sorry, Kat. You weren't there for either.
Okay. But it was just fun, like just some like family hangs that I would just like. I left. I was like, wow, that was nice.
Hanging out with Lisa in that evening was really fun.
Yeah,
we hung out there 2 days in a row. That was really fun.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was fun. We figured out our dad's color season.
That's your high.
Just like disturbingly obsessed with color seasons now. I can't unthink it.
I think we
it.
All are.
I think we all sing. I think we do.
Okay. I think we all sing.
But Amy's, she's really obsessed. Yeah, that was my high. My low was probably this morning. I was just really anxious, and I haven't actually been anxious in like a week. Because I've been journaling, not really, but the equivalent of journaling, which is I'm doing this guided prayer meditation thing where it's like, walk through your day. How did you feel? What happened in the morning?
Oh,
blah, blah.
Yes.
What are you worried about tomorrow? What are you excited about? Give it to God, blah, blah, blah. I've been doing that every night. But guess what? I didn't do last night. That! So
terrible.
That's probably why.
No, I literally started listening to the Lent one that you told me was
Pray 40?
Yes, and it's so good.
I know.
I love it. I haven't done the nighttime ones yet because I'm like.
Shout out to the Hollow Up. That's what we're talking about.
I was tweet. Is that the one that had the surrender story today?
Yes.
I cried.
It was this priest story of how he like became a priest, and it was his life story, and like his dad
really
died of cancer, and like he had like this intestinal problem, and he had all these surgeries.
Yeah.
It was a really powerful story. I cried
really
a lot.
Beautiful.
I need to listen.
Gosh, it's so
it's really good.
I
and it's
whole
like
family.
Really short. Every day is like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did what Lauren told me to do. Okay, let's do it while I get ready. And
it inspired
it's
me.
Life changing. It's really good.
All right, Kat,
really
it's good. All you.
It's all you, bro.
Okay, my high and my low are one and the same, and that is preparing my nursery for my son. I'm 35 weeks today.
Oh my gosh.
The fit is giving with the pregnancy, I gotta say.
I like it.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I really was like, I don't know what to wear today.
What pants are those?
They're just like, Betsy was asking me this. They're not pregnancy pants. I just bought them in a big size.
Oh,
so they're
I love
just big
it.
Pants. But yeah, they're comfy. But yeah, my nursery is, okay, let me just explain this to you guys. So it was our guest bedroom. And I literally dumped every belonging I own that I didn't know what to do with it for the past almost 4 years into that room. It is a giant like the closet was filled. All these random things. Why do I have 4 bridesmaid dresses that I'm literally never going to wear from years ago? Just sitting in there. All these random things I don't need just piled up. So it's been like kind of like I'm going through the local dump or something of my house.
Oh my God.
And I've literally gotten rid of like, I think, 7 bins of stuff for Goodwill.
Wow.
And I've
Catherine, I love that.
I sold some furniture online. I gave away
making
stuff.
Making money while you edit.
I
love it.
I think I'm finally.
Do you watch the home edit?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Love it.
You should watch it while you edit.
Oh
I
my
think
gosh.
That would be fun.
Yes, I love it. But I think I realized I want my son's nursery to be yellow.
Cute.
I'll help you paint it. I love painting.
Well, maybe I could paint it. I didn't even think of that, honestly.
You could
a painter.
Paint like one wall.
I don't think I've ever painted
any. Wait, an
me and Amy
wall.
Will do it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we
okay.
did my I'll do it.
Hey, we have a yellow wall in that room.
Yeah. Actually, that would be really cool. Because I just basically my idea of having a yellow room is that I was just going to buy a yellow blanket, like a throw blanket for like the rocking chair, and then like yellow pillows, and then some yellow art fun. For the walls. But I was like, should I do "You Are My Sunshine"? I don't know. Is that I don't know if that's a toxic phrase.
No.
Does that put too much pressure on the child? I don't know. Like, is this parentification?
I feel like
that
no.
is a good.
I think it depends
it
on how you act the rest
if
of
your
the
whole
time.
Life was
yeah.
Like,
I just searched.
You need to be happy.
Yeah. I
yeah.
Just
we
searched,
just
like,
do
you
that.
Are my reason for being.
Yeah, no.
So no, not you're not gonna do that. So no, it won't be.
I searched yellow nursery decor, and literally everything said "You Are My Sunshine."
You Are My Sunshine would be cute.
So I have a thing that says that. I should give it to you.
But then
that'd
be perfect. Twins not your sunshine.
I know, right?
Have you seen the one I have?
No.
It's like this big. It says "You Are My Sunshine," and it's yellow. And I don't.
I didn't
why would
know
I have
you
that?
Had that? Wait, what was it? Did you have it for your nursery or like a?
I don't know
room?
Where I got it. I'm gonna.
But
I'm gonna
I will
bring
say
it. I'm going to bring it this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you. Yeah, because I was looking and I was like, I don't really like any of these that are
available. Yeah, let's do a yellow accent
yes.
wall.
Yes.
I don't
need
to remind myself.
Ooh,
yellow
Kat,
stuff.
You could easily make a cool little, like, yellow sunshine, like, what is that word? Impressionistic or whatever kind of art. The other word that's like impressionistic,
oh, there's
but
such
it's not.
Cool
you could do like
abstract,
a,
yellow. Like
they're
a
really
squiggle.
Simple. They're so simple and they're so cute. I always see this on TikTok.
You can make
send me some ideas.
I can make you like a little
something around the door frame.
Yeah, shout out to Lauren because with the twins nursery, Lauren actually went with me to Home Goods.
Oh yeah,
and we got all this stuff. I really wanted to do a light green theme, and then I literally could find nothing. So
their nursery is cute.
So it ended up being blue. Yeah, it was all Lauren, honestly. And I found the cutest, do you remember the artwork we found? I teared up when I saw it. It said, it has 3 trees on it, and it's like a small tree, a medium tree, and a big tree. And it's like, you are loved for the boy you are, the man you will become, and the son you will always be.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah, I need to find
wait,
something.
I picked that out.
That's no, cute. I picked it out.
Oh,
okay. And you were like, okay, fine. It's not too cheesy. Because, like, you were basically my Max because Lauren and Max are similar. And, like, I was like, if Lauren thinks it's not too cheesy, Max will play.
Listen, you
okay,
think
yeah.
the boy mom really fits.
Thank
it
you.
Really does.
I actually, I feel that. Yeah.
You
Max
just, like,
doesn't
it,
care about
it
cheesy with those nicknames.
Yes, he does.
I wouldn't call that cheesy.
Well,
it's just,
what
like,
what would you call that?
Bizarre.
It's another realm somewhere else.
Quirky?
It's quirky. His are more
it's
quirky than
yeah,
cheesy. He's not
weird.
Cheesy.
He is quirky.
He's quirky. I get it.
Okay.
If wild
you
times.
Know, you know. All right, we're going to get into our main topic, which is telling you guys all about our album plans, our original music plans, all of that. But first, I have to tell you, if you want all of our full episodes, you got to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli, also linked in the description. It's $5 a month, and you get every full episode of the Cimarelli podcast, because you know we only post every other full one on YouTube. And you also get every Monday, we do content with each of us. It is a Q&A right now, but I think that might change soon to something else. So some kind of content with each of us. And there's a bunch of different tiers of different prices and like different things you can get. One of them is, well, there's a birthday club thing there where you get exclusive merch. There's like a bunch of cool stuff. There's one where you do a Zoom with us every, how often is it?
It's every 6 months.
Every 6 months. There's one where you do an exclusive live stream with us. We have an exclusive patron only live stream every single month. And we always try to give you some exclusive information in that, like play something no one has heard or tell information no one's heard, like the gender of Catherine's baby. That's what she did. So we do that for Patreon. And it's also, it's a really great place to support us. If you want to support us, that is a great way to do it. And we really, really appreciate you guys so much. Like, it really means a lot to us. So shout out to the patrons. We love you guys. You guys are the best, most supportive people, and we love you so much. So let's get into our main topic. All right, so we're talking original music slash original the music. Album. So I have a little list of kind of stuff to go through. I could talk for 100 years, so I'm not going to do that. Let's see how to do this. I was going to say a brief history of our original music, and I'm like, how can I do that without being 100 years long? Well, I would say it's been an interesting journey with us with, like, albums, because remember in the beginning of our career, our fans would always be like, where's the album? And we were like, because it took, when was our first album? Was it Up at Night?
Yeah, it was after we got unsigned. Like, after
2016?
15 is when we moved.
Oh, yeah.
We got one together in that same year?
Yeah.
Wow, go us. So it took six years.
Yeah.
And the thing a lot of people don't know is when you're signed with, like, I don't know if it's all labels or just major labels, but you don't have control over when your album comes out. You're not in charge of that.
Or the music that you release.
Because they're paying for it. It's basically like they pay for everything, and then you have to recoup all of that. So if they put a producer alone is $100,000. This is back in 2010. I don't know what they are now for one song. So it's like, if they put $100,000 into that song and that song comes out, you don't make, well, not even just that, but all that adds together, you don't make any money on it until you've recouped, or depending on what your deal is.
Also, it costs a lot of money back then, especially to, like, release anything. Because there's so much that they put didn't have, into it.
Yeah, it was a different time also back then. Like, TikTok didn't exist and stuff like that. So it was just like YouTube was a new thing where people could find music. But mostly they were only finding music from the radio. So if you weren't going to get on the radio, it was kind of like, as a label, like, why are we putting this out? How are we going to make our money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, is that on Spotify, the Cimarelli EP?
I think so.
One that was like the one we the did Sim before. Fam EP. What it was called?
Oh, the first one.
Yeah, remember? So
what is it called?
If we're really taking it back to the original, this was in 2008, I think.
Yeah,
we've always been making
music. And people, because some people know about that. I've heard. I remember fans have brought that up like
before we went on YouTube.
That has like "Hello There."
We should redo "Do
and
Now."
Singing my that song. One is it's so it actually good. Has really good songs on it. And we literally just recorded that on our own at a recording studio in Sacramento. In our
that
hometown.
That was before YouTube, before anything.
Before we got signed to a major label. So
then when we got signed, we did kind of did some... It
we
was kind
like
of confusing.
Two or three EPs during our tenure.
An EP maybe of four? Covers. And then we did some single kind of... Not quite. And then everyone's like, where's the album? Where's the album? Where's the album? And then finally, when we when we were on our own, then we came out with our first album. 6 or whatever years later. So... Then, since then, we kind of slowed down a bit after I Love Your Whatever EP.
Mm-hmm. We did, like, three-ish albums very quickly.
Yeah, we did Up at Night, Sad Girls Club, Alive. We did all three of those.
Oh, and we did I Love Your Whatever. And that was all in the span of, like, 3 or 4 years.
Then I Love Your Whatever. And then after that, we really slowed down. It was, like, one single a year. Or sometimes we did three in... What I was pregnant. Was it 2022?
Yeah.
Move On. Yes. You Don't Miss Me at All and Kills Me Just the
Same. Yes.
We did those three.
2021, right?
I was preg and giving birth that year. Because remember in the one I was really pregnant for You Don't Miss Me at All or Move
what
On?
What year did you give birth?
2021.
That was Kills Me Just the Same. Because you were February. Pregnant in the video.
But it didn't come out until... But Laura, did it not come out until the following year?
Yeah, we filmed it in the... We filmed it the year before.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah,
that one took months because there was a big...
Oh, it was like February 2022 and we filmed it in like August 2021.
Yeah, we kept pushing.
And we started recording it in like April 2021.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was I think I was 8 months pregnant with the twins when we filmed the video for Kills Me Just Sam, and I was I couldn't even really stand. So I was sitting behind this table that was blocking my big belly.
And you're worth it too.
To like hide it when you see like the dinner scene. So if you see that, just know that I was 8 months pregnant.
Very
you
bad.
Can't tell.
So we kind of slowed down for a bit. I think kind of for a bunch of reasons. One was definitely like pregnancy and motherhood, and I think we didn't like have a vision of we didn't know how important original music was to us, or like what we wanted to do with it, or I don't even know.
Yeah, and also it's a lot of work to do that much original music. Like, to make an album is a lot of work.
I think I didn't know like what was the most important thing in our career. I don't even know. Or we didn't like sit down and be like, guys, what is the most important thing to you?
Yeah, I feel like we kind of got a little confused.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but irregardless, you guys know that I'm kidding when I say that, right? Hopefully. Okay, anyway.
Now they do.
Or maybe you don't because you say that. I don't know. So, irregardless, we were like, original music is definitely the most important thing to us. And we really want to step it up.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, here we are now. And let's talk about our... I'm getting our list right here. Okay. So, we've been writing and recording behind the scenes a lot over the past...
Few months. Yeah.
We have a list of 10 songs. But then we have a couple other songs in the wings as well. We have a couple things. Yeah, we have a lot of songs that we're working on, and a lot of songs that are a couple of them are already kind of close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A few of them are already close, and it's resurrecting like a couple old ones.
Bro, mm-hmm. I feel like I was producing a song for album in my dream last night.
I'm remembering
that right now. I was like, I was trying to produce something last night in my dream, and it went well. I don't remember what song it was, but it went well.
I wanted to tell them the songs. I thought that would be fun.
Yeah, why not?
They aren't okay. So these aren't necessarily the ones we're gonna go with. We're just telling you, like, kind of right now what we're thinking, what we've been working on.
Yeah,
and this might completely change, but timeline, you're probably wondering.
Yeah. What's that?
We don't know.
Oh.
You know that we don't know.
I know.
We don't know the timeline.
Do I know what I know? I don't know what we know.
Okay, we don't know the timeline yet because we're doing a lot more behind the scenes work right now. So you guys aren't really seeing that we're working on the album a lot. And I don't know what the timeline is going to be. I don't know. We're taking our time. We're in an era of taking our time right now. I have never been in that era.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, actually, before we kind of worked, we were like, let's just put out a YouTube video whenever, and we would take our time.
Yeah.
But we were also...
Very young.
Yeah.
Whatever. I had been in that era before, and I haven't been in that, and I used to be like, oh, every single free moment we have to be fitting in something to be productive. And currently, as I was thinking in the shower today, this current experiment is, what if I didn't try to be productive 24/7, would I be more productive? Which I've heard from I had a business mentor like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't remember, and he was saying stuff like that to me, which made a lot of sense, which I did apply to a lot of things, but I'm thinking even more applying that. Because I'd be like, if we have 45 minutes here and we're not using that to fit another thing in, rather than stretching what we're doing to fill that time, then we're wasting our time. But now I'm like, maybe we should stretch what we're doing because we'll get better quality is what I'm thinking now. Yeah. So that's kind of the era we're in right now. So I'm not like, let's do this, and try to crank out everything at once.
Yeah.
So... might be kind of annoying to you guys, but I think in the long run,
you'll reap the benefits.
You'll be happier because it's going to be better, and we'll be better too.
Yeah.
So we're working on stuff right now. We don't have a specific date, but we are coming out with Don't Think About It.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming out with that first, and we're like, okay, guys, here's this to tide you over for a bit. And then as we figure out when the next stuff is going to come, because we initially wanted to be like, boom, 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 single.
But it's just too much. But like, we don't want to be rushing stuff or like, got to get out. Like, I personally just want to feel like we really like listened and really got every detail exactly how we want it to be.
The way people would in the olden days is what they would do. They wouldn't just crank everything out. And I love to crank things out, but
I don't.
We're going to take a little bit more time and make sure everything is really there. And then we'll figure out like what is the timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think for this album, we're going to be trying to bring you guys along a lot more on the journey with like different things.
We already have been trying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But with more like filming behind the scenes, doing like videos. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, I have done so much filming behind the scenes. A vision for what we should do.
Yes, we want to do that. Yes.
We
want to
bring you guys behind the scenes. I need more to film along a lot for the journey.
We have a lot of voice memos of original.
We do.
Like,
we do.
Ideas for
songs. We should put those on our Patreon.
Yeah,
we should.
So some of the, okay, let's talk about some of the songs. Okay, so some of you, okay, so I said okay, so like five times in a row. Just like, Don't Think About It.
Yes.
That.
My favorite.
Had a following. That song had a following. And
especially of me.
Since we've been posting little clips, I've already seen you guys coming out of the woodwork being like, I've been waiting for this song for however many years it has been.
Yeah, because we originally
performed it
live on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like years ago, and that was where people first heard it, and some people still remembered it and held on to it. We're like, please put this song out.
Some people,
well, yes, that's what I saw, is a lot of people were commenting and messaging me. I people were passionate. They were like, hey, can you make sure you do that drum part after the pre?
That was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
And they were messaging saying like, I've been listening to the live version.
Yes.
Like, I was kind of shook that this song, it definitely has like a following, which was
because
cool.
It's great.
So, well, yeah, I guess I shouldn't say like I thought it was bad because I wrote it. I didn't think it was that bad. But
I've been begging you to let us release it for years.
But, well, it sounded like, I'm like, wow, I'm surprised anyone thought this was good. But whatever.
No, it's just like, it wasn't like something that you thought was so
Yeah, prolific. I didn't think it was, people were that passionate about it, but they were.
They are.
Probably because if I was younger when I was hearing it, and I would have related more and been like, oh, even though I wrote it.
It has that simplicity.
It's
just
so
like,
good.
She's and, right.
Yeah. A fun thing for this album that I am planning to do is get more involved in the production of things, which is fun with like, Don't Think About It. I like started it and then Lauren took it on a new journey. But like, I can hear my things in there and I'm like, oh, I love it. And I'm going to start working on other songs too. And I'm very excited. In my dreams, I'm working on it too. Just so you know.
So another song that I know had some fans that we are thinking of putting out, I don't know if we're going to, is The Last Time.
This needs to go out. This song, we need to finish it. And like, I'm like really thinking, because we need to do like a little bit of a different vibe than the track that
it's
we had.
Be so cool.
But like,
the vibe
it's got to be really
be
cool.
So we did this song one time. So you guys who know this, you really know it, right?
I think we did it at the show at the El Rey.
We did one time, and I remember this random girl who came.
Did we do it at the Americana Mall as well?
Someone who came with one of our friends. I don't remember how someone told us. She like tweeted this girl wasn't a fan. She was like coming with someone who knew us, and she like tweeted the lyrics of that afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that is a good sign.
Good.
And people were real. Okay, so when you perform a song live that nobody knows, you really get an idea. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just sit there like, this is boring. But when people get into a song that they have never heard before, that means it's good.
I don't know why we haven't released it. Really, I don't know. It's so good.
I don't know. I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
So the last time.
It all started right here. Sorry.
This is a really upbeat song. Would you like to perform the entire song?
Yes.
This is a really upbeat song, right? Pretty upbeat.
Yes.
Probably the most upbeat on the.
Yeah.
Or besides I Love You or whatever. Yeah, it's more.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really fun, upbeat one about when you can't say goodbye to someone, you keep trying and you can't do it.
We can't make it work.
So I wrote this one.
It's so
good. Just need to rewrite one thing.
Yeah.
One thing needs to be rewritten. A little tweaking, but it's so good.
But this one's going to have such a cool sound to it.
Yeah. Yes. And that's something
new.
We are really going for with this is like experimental more.
Yes.
And like trying new things, like with the sound specifically, some like indie folk influences, but then also pop. The pop is thriving.
Is there for life.
This one has a pop rock influence on it.
Yeah,
probably the only one that does.
You know, it could be fun.
Well, it does right now.
I would ever have a bit of a pop rock influence. It could be fun. Put some.
I mean, it has electric guitar in it.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. There's a lot of electric guitar on this album. What I'm thinking of so far,
mm-hmm.
yeah. in a lot of the songs, which is great because that's my favorite. That, I think that's my favorite instrument.
It's so good. Even though I don't feel like it's not used as much as it should be. It's so good.
What? As much as it should.
Like, it's like every song like, right now.
No. But there was so long where it was.
Oh,
long.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wasn't. Yeah.
And you guys know I'm stuck in like 2007.
Synth. Yeah, I don't like that. But
it was four on the floor for far too long, but I'm literally stuck
I like synth. There will be synths. Don't There's worry.
There are synths. No, I do like them, but I don't like fully synth based, is not my thing. Mm-hmm. I like guitar a lot better. So, I'm trying to think of other ones that we should say.
Everything
reminds me of you.
I don't think they know that one, do they?
Oh, we played it in the demo video.
That everything one is so
but
sad.
But Lisa said she thinks
good.
It's too sad. She doesn't know if she can record on it.
Well,
that's okay. Yeah.
So she might not be on that song, just so you know.
We'll see.
She said it's. I mean, yeah, it is really sad, but it is really good. So Everything Reminds Me of You. We played it in the demo video. And then, so we wrote this song called, what, I'm So Blue or something like that? Something like I'm So Blue. We wrote that together. Lauren was finishing up. We haven't gone through that full demo that you did, but it's really
the
good.
Bridge.
The bridge.
The bridge.
It saved me.
Guys, I will say, this song I wrote lyrics for that so cool. song watching Hawaii Five-0 on the couch. Oh,
I don't know what Hawaii
and
Five-0
I was like,
is. What is it?
It's like a police so show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on like CBS. It ended in 2020.
Guys, I'm telling you that I'm So Blue. It is, it's a very different
it's
sound
amazing.
For us. It's
yeah.
so cool. We're posting
a clip
snippets of that.
Yeah,
on TikTok
we did those
at some
TikToks.
Point, right?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
We'll have to talk
like to
about that. We'll have to chat.
We're
going to
post
that.
Those really soon so you guys will see. I think you're all going to, I feel like that's a very likable song. I feel like
yes.
you're just going to like it when you hear it.
Yeah.
Any other ones we should mention? I wrote a song called Waste Your Time.
Oh,
which
that
they've
one.
Heard.
On they've TikTok. Heard that on TikTok.
And you heard a little bit of it.
You heard just one crumb of it, guys.
It's really good.
You don't even know.
Lisa was like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
It's so good. I love
so,
that.
So there you go.
Great crush song.
And then let's see. Oh, I Love Your Whatever. We've been teasing a little bit of that for you guys, but that is quite the song.
It's very unique.
It has
it's
a lot
quite
of
the song.
It has a lot of interesting sections too.
Oh,
it's
oh
so
my
fun.
Gosh! The second verse is going on TikTok very soon. Very soon.
Yeah, so that's some things we're working on.
It includes the lyrics, "Mom, come pick me up,"
guys.
Kind of mastermind, gonna Taylor Swift you, gonna Wiki how to get you.
We were writing
poetry.
Joke lyrics, kind of, and then we were like, let's just...
Listen, WikiHow How to Get You is prolific.
It's very tongue in
that
cheek.
Ain't right.
Because I, you know what?
As if you've never done that.
Yeah.
How to Get You?
WikiHow
How to Get
How
a
to Get
no,
Your Crush
not,
to Like You.
I have never... Laura, you are 8 years younger than me.
I haven't
definitely
either, but like...
Never
so
done that.
Before we all done how. It, Steve and I had... Teenage Girl Magazine.
17
exactly.
Magazine.
Okay. That's you Wiki
that
Howling How to Get Him.
That, yeah.
Okay, so that's that. We're going to move on from that, wrap that up. But yeah, that's...
The State of the Union, music-wise?
The information on that. And I'm really, really, really
you guys
excited
should
about this.
Be so excited.
Wait, one last thing, sorry. Is that we have a really cool vision for like the aesthetics, too. So be
yes.
excited about that.
One
ooh,
last thing.
Okay.
Okay, so that's that. Let's go to our five POVs, which I have Lisa's answer for. So we're going to give you our five perspectives on a topic. And I got Lisa's. The question, this is my question I made up, but now I'm like, is this even a good one? Is what's your default setting? And what I meant by that,
yeah, what do
I
you
think,
mean?
I feel like I explained it well before, and then I forgot how I explained it, and now I can't remember.
The way you explained it is different from how I interpreted it. Because you're like, how do you interpret? What is your setting like when no one's around? And I feel like that's the same for everyone, Loki.
What?
I thought you were saying like, okay, when I'm like in public or whatever, and I'd go like default, like,
well, what maybe do you, you should answer it first. No. I want to hear your answer.
Yeah, I was just saying like, what is your natural setting? You as a person, what are you set to naturally?
Okay.
Which is not the same for every person.
It's like, okay. Like when you see your friend that you don't need a social battery for, like that.
Kind of.
When you just like default.
I don't exactly know what I was going for, but we'll.
Okay, I know what mine is.
Wait, should I just do Lisa's first?
Yeah.
I'm really curious what on earth she said. Okay, this is what Lisa said.
My default setting, immediately what comes to mind, looking for rest, laziness, wanting to lie down.
That is so true.
Just avoiding activity, and then also like seeking fun. Okay, let me unbuckle you. Seeking fun, trying to enjoy life, something along those lines. I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't think about it that much. We're about to go on a walk. Maybe I'll send you a windy voice memo if I think of a real answer. But that's what immediately comes to mind.
That is so true, because Lisa would always talk for how she's really lazy and all she wants to do is lay down, and she that is 100% true. Okay, there you go, Lisa. Okay, what do you guys?
Well,
what's your default setting?
I feel like there's two parts to it. One is similar to Lisa, where looking for rest, laying down, but also like rude, like me just like being how I am. To some, sounds rude, but to the people who know me, it's just very blunt and straightforward. It's like, I don't care. I don't know who that is. I don't know what you're talking about. That's my default. Just extremely blunt.
Oh, what's yeah, yours? Laura.
Yeah.
What? I thought you
can
do
a reaction. Oh, Laura. Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't. I was trying
I feel
to
like you're scary.
She's just saying, like
AI.
I feel like Laura's just saying, like, you don't have to have like a social filter, you know?
But I don't think everyone is
no,
as rude.
Everyone's not that.
No.
Okay, At first I was thinking my answer is actually similar to Lisa, but then I was like, that's actually
what?
Just because I'm 35 weeks
pregnant.
That is
not, yeah, that's not real.
My first thought was like, ooh, something comfy. Then I was like, no, actually, I really like to be like moving and active and doing things like going on a walk, cooking something, baking something, planning something, going somewhere to see a friend. When I'm not 35 weeks pregnant, I need to remember this is not my default setting. I thrive, like just doing a lot of things and being active and getting out into the world. And then I like to come home at night and just like have a nice chill evening. But if I just like sit around all day, I feel so lethargic. I'm like, this ain't me.
I don't like it.
I think my default setting is like, I just want to be with people like all the time.
Yes.
I want to see my friends. I want to see my fam. I want to hang out with my husband. I want to like plan like a fun dinner or like have people over. That is just like my life's mission.
I feel like my default setting is similar. I think it's like looking for social interaction.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like we are similar.
Social interaction or like I'm thinking of things that I love to do in my free time when I'm not like overwhelmed or burnt out, because when I'm in free time, when I'm like that, I'm like, I just want to watch TV. But when I'm not, I want to either socialize with someone or make something creative.
Yeah,
that's see, it's interesting. Really sound like a setting.
Even, I don't know what a setting is. Someone tell me what mine is.
It's weird because even when I was like single and didn't have kids, I was like, I have never binge watched a show in my life. Like the only time I would ever sit and watch
that's
more
crazy.
Than one episode of television at a time is when I was sick.
I never not binge watched.
The idea of sitting in one place for like more than 1 hour, that is just too much.
Can anyone
much.
Tell me what they think my setting is? You would know the best, I would say, because you are around me with frequency when I'm not
comfort.
Like doing things.
I don't
doing
know,
things
guys. I'm confused.
Security, seeking security, stability.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing all the time, I feel like. You're like, security, stability.
Seeking security.
Is
that
I think that's what she's doing.
Setting, though?
Yes. No, is this
I
go
guess.
Back to the Enneagram?
I guess, guys. I don't know.
I don't know. This
well,
is actually
if you go to our Enneagrams,
now.
It's like, Lauren's is like peace and harmony. That's like your highest value, right? Is a 9.
I don't think that's quite what I'm
is
saying.
Is that?
Yeah, not
that's
quite.
Not really what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, okay.
I was going to
say,
because
that's
mine,
what Amy's is. Security.
I don't know. I feel like mine's really boring. I feel like mine is really boring. Trying to be
better,
efficient.
Oh yes.
I think all I think about all day long is mm-hmm. what's the most efficient. I'm like, oh, if I'm cooking this, I should put this in first and this second. Blah, blah. Oh. If I'm picking up this, I should put this first. I'm going over here. I'm doing that. I think all day long, I'm just thinking, what's the most efficient possible way to do every single thing that I'm doing? And I think about that the entire day.
I think mine is scrupulosity. If you're talking about that, I'm like, is this wrong? Is this right? Is this good? Is this bad? So I'm like, shh. Kind of
I have to say that if you and I lived together, which I know we did for many years, I think I would drive you insane.
Yes, you did.
Because I literally yes, am the opposite of that.
Yes, I'm like, you did.
Let me just do the same thing that I've already done 100 times a different way every time.
All the time I would think,
and
wow.
not even think
that's
about
scary.
What is,
I would think, wow, way. It must, every all the time, I think, I can't. Calf doing what I'm doing right now would take 3 hours. I think all the time, like, how does she take so long to do one thing? And yeah. I would be shook the whole time. But I
sometimes
didn't say,
I do it short. I just don't remember how I did it last time.
I didn't say anything out loud. So
yeah.
Oh my. Funny. Yeah. Max is like, watching you try to put that thing together is really stressing me out.
And you're trying okay. To put, like, if you're talking about that, then I just let mine it be. Would be what's going wrong. What could go wrong? How is my life going to end today? And B, what is in my schedule for today? Is it a laundry day? Do I need to wash my hair? That's what are my yeah. structures. That's
I think mine is mine seeking is. Dopamine while also getting tasks done.
Yes.
That's my... No, I'm like, oh, I need to fold laundry. Oh, I want to put on a podcast. Oh, I want to make something to eat. Oh, I need to get this thing done.
My other one is emotional connection. I feel like I'm always trying to find emotional connection all the time.
Mm.
To my detriment. Mm. I'm like, emotional connection. I can't do well with them.
I'm always trying to find safety and security.
Mm. Dismissive versus.
Like, how am I going to lose all my money today? How am I going to be homeless tomorrow? How am I going to.
How are you
going to lose everything?
That's okay. So let's move on to our last one, which is Sister Spotlight. Each week, a different sister gets the spotlight on her. There's. Keep real with Christina, Sappy or Sassy Thus with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Rants and Raves, Lauren's Take. And this week, the sister is...
Ding! Hey! It's Amy's Rants and Raves, guys. And today, I just thought that I would rant and rave about something that is very near to my heart. And no, Boreas is not Hawaii 5-0. I'll do that next time. Today, we're going to rant and rave about the color season palette thingy, whatever you call it, color analysis.
Color theory?
Oh, my God.
Not see, color listen, theory. Color whatever season. You call it, yeah. The winter, spring, summer, fall color season palette for your, like, undertones and whatnot. So, basically, our good pal from our Instagram DMs, Luis?
I don't know how to say it correctly.
Brought it to our attention.
I think it's Luis. If it's L-U-I with like an accent.
Luis.
S.
It's probably
yeah.
Luis.
L-U-I-S.
Yeah,
Luis.
I think
he'll
so.
Tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
He watches the podcast.
He brought it to Christina's attention, okay?
He's like, hey, wait, what did he say?
I don't know.
He was like, sorry, but Lauren's... No, he didn't say it like that. He's like, I don't think Lauren is a autumn... He's like, but you're a spring. And I was like, tell me more. I was like, what? Lauren's a winter? What? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened. But one day, Christina was struck with the color analysis thing from the internet somehow. And then he helped her figure out what we all were.
Oh.
And then he told us what we all were and he was correct. And I realized, guys, I... was living my life
colorblind
and looking not great. Now listen, you can look good out of your season. You really can. I've done it many times. But I literally, the only reason he knew what I was, I identify as a true summer. I love it. He's from our skyscraper video from like 2011.
I gotta look up a
that
true
is
summer.
How little I wear my palette before now. I literally was never in my, like, color grind, you know.
You were kind of wearing my palette.
I was wearing summer. A palette that was not it for me. Now, you think, how could this really make a difference?
Interesting.
How could this make a difference? Because when you wear a color that's wrong for your skin undertones, it makes you, like, blotchy and, like, look not well. It can make you either look gray if you're warm-toned or, like, just like you don't look. It's more. This sounds weird and wacky, but it's like it's a vibe when you're in your season. It's like you're glowing. When you're in harmony, there's a glow. Now, I got like I figured out what I was, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't own any of this. I literally don't. I was wearing all of these horrific warm tones.
Wait, why don't you give more to me? You gave me one.
Yeah, but. I'll take a look.
And I have some I could definitely give to you.
Yes, I'll take a look. Because I just went through my closet and took out a bunch of stuff. But,
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, maybe you give some to me.
That would look really good on you. Oh, okay, I'll see.
It says you're warm and muted. Or, I'm sorry. Cool and muted.
I'm very cool toned.
Yes.
So, basically, cool and at first, I was like, ugh, only cool people are warm toned. I really wanted to be warm toned.
Oh, my gosh,
Amy. Being pale is like, guys. Being pale your whole life, you're always told what you need to wear. You're always told that you can't wear anything light.
Everyone's always like, I hate being pale. I'm so ugly. Not you, though. Not you.
Not you, but me. I'm so ugly. I look legless and dull. Oh, my gosh. I need to tan. We can't all tan here. So basically, and you get told that being like pale and cool tone is ugly basically your whole life. So
cool tone? Who's saying cool tone? Because
like everyone's like, oh, I'm so pink. I'm so... pale.
Who's saying that?
It's just
the way people talk about being pale.
I feel like that was like such a thing in like movies and television back in the day.
Cool
where it was
toned,
like,
though?
Well, not cool tone, but more just
no,
pale.
No, because you associate.
I'm saying, who's saying no. cool tone is ugly?
People say
that about
being
pale. You
associate being tan with being warm.
Well, yeah, let's
so
just
being yes. pale
which
would
is
be
well,
not actually
let's just go
correct.
Off the assumption, yes. not to be rude or anything, but that a lot of people in this day and age literally try to dye their skin orange.
Yeah, with their spray
like
tans.
Like, people warm. Are orange.
They want to
they
be warm.
Their
they want to
when
be
when you think of tan, you think warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you think
so
of pale,
you think,
you think
pale,
cool.
You think cool and, yeah. like, dead looking.
They're like, I must cover
so
this.
So, basically, I was like, ugh, I hate this. But, like, I didn't realize that if you're in your palette, if you're in your bag, guys, you look lifelike.
You do.
Look You come like to life. In harmony, and your features pop well, and like all these different things. And my life has literally, this sounds so dumb, but like my like whole like style, appearance, life, whatever, has changed so deeply for the better since I figured this out. Because I don't look, because like when you're wearing color that's like bad on you, and once again, I don't believe in not wearing any color that you don't want to wear, not wearing color you want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you wear whatever you want. But when you're in a color that is in your bag, you just glow from the inside out.
So
like,
true.
Like, you just are in harmony. And it's so good for the spirit. Especially if you have a closet full of stuff that is butt ugly on you, okay? Color-wise.
That's my closet.
You're gonna look like the Walking Dead.
You might think you're ugly, but maybe you're not. And you're
maybe
so
you're
true.
Just not in your season.
Maybe.
And it
You're
makes
definitely
it
not ugly.
So much easier to get dressed. I've been going to like Target and Goodwill and just getting a bunch of stuff in my palette. Excuse me. Because I never have my palette.
We really got to swap
think
closets
that
here.
I should wear gray, but I look amazing in gray.
Mm.
How would I think that? I wouldn't
have a
think
lot
that
of gray.
I should wear light pink.
Love gray.
I look amazing in pink. I wouldn't think that.
Because
everyone's
about...
like, if you're pale, you can't wear light things. Who's... You can't wear pink. You can't
Who's...
wear this, that, the other thing.
Like the muted kind of red, like
me.
That rust or whatever.
Mauve?
Muted, cool
muted
red.
Red.
Is,
yeah, it's like it's not red, but it's like when you take red and you make it muted. What is
yeah,
that?
I'm like,
is it light
tomato?
Or dark?
I have a couple though. A medium. Lisa gave me two of her jackets because they're too warm for her.
I have a jacket that Lisa gave me that you might not want, but the color would be amazing on you. It's like bright red puffer jacket, but
Ooh.
It's kind of cropped.
I like those.
So I think you would like slay in it.
I think I would.
I'll give it to you. But once again, everything, oh, especially when I had my hair dyed orange, it was so not in my palette. But I still thought it was fun. I liked it. But that's probably why I cried when I first saw it. Because I was like, I can't pull this off. I knew.
Oh,
and yet, listen,
he's
I will
watching
say,
and he's like,
I did pull it off. I looked good. But I didn't look the best I could.
I think you have to try harder.
I feel like orange is a hard color for most people to pull off in hair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun, though. I loved it. Oh, so this is my version of, like, orange-red hair is...
But it's not orange.
It's exactly. But if I wanted to do
Wait,
a red
I've
hair...
I've got a picture of me with an orange wig. I'll show you.
It's like
you
black raspberry.
Really
I'll show you after.
You
black
look
raspberry
really good
vanilla.
With bright orange hair like I had, Christina.
It was interesting.
you look very good with orange hair like I did.
I found it
so
recently.
In conclusion, if you feel like you have a really hard time getting dressed, you look kind of lifeless, and you're just like not feeling your wardrobe, you might just be looking in the wrong season. And there's many things on TikTok, many filters actually have the swatches in different colors that are like,
those are so hard to tell
on
though.
TikTok, like, the ones with all four.
They also have people you can hire that are like color analysis people.
Yes, but that's probably really expensive.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But just like,
you got the months.
Take a look, and maybe that will solve your problems. All and right. Also my makeup problems too.
Oh my gosh, it's such a game changer for makeup and hair color and outfits.
Yes.
Such a makeup. Everyone's been like really focusing on that with makeup lately, and
guys,
it
I
is
spent
a game changer.
Years and years out of my color palette with
there's
my
such
hair.
A difference with your makeup, I would say.
Yes.
When you're like really focused on it.
Yes.
It's great. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, that's what I have to say, ladies.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, we've come to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to get every single full episode, you're going to have to join our Patreon, linked in the description, patreon.com/Simarelli. You'll get every full episode plus everything else I mentioned earlier. Lots of great stuff. Check it out. It supports us. It means so much to us. Thank you so much. Shout out to the patrons. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Bye.
Simarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simarelli on Facebook and Instagram.